that rumor mill has allowed me to have an idea about what's going on, but I don't know everything. And it seems to me that the only way to address this is to talk about it, because I don't want to say something I don't know. And it has to do with some council, or at least a councilman, and the sheriff's department. Is there anything I don't know how to say it.
Let me put it out.
Yeah,
let me put it out.
What is this all about that I'm hearing?
Tim, I'm enraged. I'm angry. I was livid when it happened. There's no excuse for it. It's unlawful. It's blatant. So this involves Councilman Hagan.
Our council, Kai Hagan.
Your councilman, Kai Hagan. what I'm going to say is alarming. I think it's going to demonstrate he's not fit to represent Frederick, to serve in office. I think people are going to see he's become an embarrassment to the county council. So this is... Did you cut me off?
I'm sorry.
Oh, you did that on purpose.
Not on purpose.
So Sunday night, I guess it was the 20th, the evening actually I traveled out to Arizona. This occurred up in Thurmont, up toward Thurmont, where one of my deputy sheriffs was following the car up 15. The car turns off onto Route 806. I'm sorry, Catoctin Furnace Road. Yeah, 806 up there. The deputy makes the stop there at Blacks Mill Road, 806, going northbound. Now, Catoctin Furnace Road's a two-lane road. This was about dark. Not an unlit area, no lights up there. So as the deputy makes a lawful legal traffic stop on a vehicle that was bearing a trailer tag, certainly probable cause, reason to stop the car, valid stop. As the deputy is out of his car talking to the driver of the vehicle, his full attention on the driver, as it should be, a car pulls up in the southbound lane, basically right beside the deputy, right behind him. The deputy hears the window roll down. His first thought is this a setup? Is this an ambush? It turns out to be Councilman Hagan. At the first glance, the deputy, and the deputy, after this occurred, sent an email to his supervisor describing what had happened, a synopsis of what happened out there. It came up the chain of command to my attention. So as the deputy now is concerned about what's going on behind him, this has now jeopardized the safety of that deputy. So instead of having his full attention on the driver of the vehicle, he's now divided between the driver and what's behind him. So he recognizes the operator, Councilman Hagan, in the silver car, and he says, you can't stop here. You have to move on. You're in the middle of traffic. You're impeding traffic. Hagan refuses. Several more times, the deputy tells him, you have to move your car. You have to travel on. You're blocking the road. You can't sit here. He refuses. So three or four times this happens, and then Hagan declares himself, I'm county. Now, the deputy said he was County Commissioner Hagan. I'm not sure. So he identified himself either as County Commissioner Hagan or County Councilman Hagan, and that he was not going to leave. He wanted to make sure that the stop was a safe stop, and he wasn't going to leave till he was assured the driver was okay. This is outrageous. Again, what he did is put that deputy in a unsafe situation. It jeopardized the officer, it jeopardized the driver of the vehicle, and Hagan himself. It's inexcusable. It's wrong. He could have easily been cited. Arrest potentially could have turned in an arrest. So eventually, Hagan backs the car up, again, illegally in the roadway there, backs it up, partially onto the shoulder, and again, the deputy tells him that's not going to work. You have to move your car. And I'm paraphrasing here. You have to move your car. And he says, I'm not going to move until that driver tells me he's okay. So not the right thing to do, but I think in an effort to resolve this situation, the deputy says to the driver of the car, would you mind please getting out and telling him you're okay? So the driver doesn't know what the hell is going on. He gets out and says, hey, I'm okay. And so Hagan proceeds to take off down the road. Again, he has interfered with the lawful duties of a deputy. That deputy was making a stop. He was obstructing. He was interfering. And just simply inexcusable, Tim. It's the public should be outraged at this. Who in the hell does he think he is?
Well,
and let me add one more thing. So the driver of the car says to the deputy, man, I've never seen it. That was weird. I've never seen anything like that.
And this was...
So let me just keep going.
Yeah,
so in an effort to try to deal with this, I thought about it a day or two, took my time and crafted an email to the leadership of the Frederick County Council, Council President Keegan Ayer, Vice President Blue, and copied County Executive Gardner in a very respectful way and asked them to deal with this. I asked them to, it needed to be brought to the public in a meeting. I wanted Hagan admonished for his actions. I wanted him to be forced to write an apology to the deputy, and nothing's going to happen. So for whatever reason, they feel they can't, they won't, I don't know. So the only way for me, only recourse I have, I think, is to bring this to the attention of the public. The public should know what in the heck's going on out there. And this guy's just frankly unsuitable for office. And he's thinking about running for county executive.
Now the I know that Kai was kind of in, you know, when we came up with the mask mandate, that he kind of stepped in and said, you know, I think there was somewhat of a confrontation, not with the law, but with someone in the store.
He was rude.
Well, this part bothers me in that the. I'm worried about the safety of somebody could have hit Kai Hagan's car. Somebody could have hit the deputy's car. Somebody could have hit the car that the deputy had stopped. And what was, I mean, what is a safe stop? I don't know.
Tim, he had no right to do this. He had no right to interfere.
Right.
If he wanted to pull over to the side of the road, down the road, and get out and watch a video, that's fine.
Sure.
But to stop there in the middle of that and interact and basically tell this deputy he wasn't going to move and divert the deputy's attention from that driver, he jeopardized the safety of that deputy. In today's world, you guys know what goes on out there. Every day we see an officer ambushed, shot down, traffic stop, domestic. And again, I go back to what the deputy said. His first thought was when this car pulls up behind him or beside him, behind him, I guess, and he hears the window go down, your first thought is this an ambush, right?
I would think.
In today's world, you're damn right. That's the first thought.
All right. We're going to talk about that. We'll come back. We take a very short break at 5:20 in the afternoon. Invite your calls. If you have a question of the sheriff, 301-694-936. We will take your calls. Coming right back. Tim Frank and the sheriff of Frederick County just brought us up to date on an incident that occurred within the last couple of days, last week or so, I would say, wasn't it, Sheriff?
Sunday night, the 20th.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. And it alleged that, not alleged, it was stated by the sheriff that a council member, county council member, Kai Hagan, the way I interpret what you said, it was trying to interfere with a deputy.
He did interfere with a lawful traffic stop of a deputy sheriff.
Well, the best way to find out what...
Put him on the phone.
Let's hear what Kai Hagan has to say. Kai, good afternoon.
I really don't want to get into an extended back and forth with the sheriff about this, but I do want to at least clarify a few things. So
sure.
I'll just briefly describe what happened from my point of view. We were driving, my wife and I were driving up Route 15. There was traffic, but, you know, not super heavy, moving along. And we noticed that a deputy was pulling over a car that wasn't speeding, so we didn't know what that was all about, and obviously could be a lot of different things. And as we drove past, as they started to pull off onto 806, we noticed that it was a black driver, and you know, we thought about, well, you know, hope he's going to be all right, and just in an air of caution, we drove the next whatever it is, half a mile up to the next intersection at Catoctin Furnace there, and turned right again, and came back down 806 where there was the car with the police car behind it. There was absolutely no traffic on the road. There's no shoulder on the road. I pulled ever so slightly off the road, but mostly still on the road. Again, no traffic. It was just getting dark. I asked, is everything okay? The deputy did not have his back to me. He was not at the door at the time. He said, everything's fine. Move along. You're obstructing traffic. And I didn't say, I'm not going to leave until I, or anything like that. I just said, I just want to know that everything, I just want the driver to be able to tell me if everything's okay. And he came up, opened the door to the driver. He rolled down his window. I can't even remember which. He said, are everything okay? The driver said, yes. We said, thank you. And we left. That was it.
Okay, my back and forth is this. Hagan, you had absolutely no business to interfere with the lawful duties of a deputy. He made a traffic stop based on a violation, a clear violation. It was none of your concern to start with. So you're telling me the reason you came back is because the driver of the vehicle was African-American or black?
That was a consideration.
Okay, why? You explain why.
Because there are concerns and issues in our community.
Listen.
You're going to ask me, but you're not going to let me answer.
No, go ahead. You answer because you don't have an answer.
I see. But Sheriff, you've already told me multiple times in public meetings when I've asked you and re-asked you multiple times in order to make sure we got it absolutely right, that you don't believe that there's any such thing as systemic racism in not only Frederick County, but law enforcement in the United States.
That's correct. I do not.
Okay.
I do not.
I want to get you on the record with that again.
Absolutely, and I'll repeat it.
All the statistics show that that is, in fact, not true.
Kai, if there's a racist on the line, it's you, my friend.
Okay, I'm sure that's what you think, but you're denying basic.
So let me ask you this. So you stopped.
Systemic racism.
So let me tell you what that ended in. So you left, which you should. You should have done it before you were ordered three or four times to do it. So that driver, it was a valid stop because that vehicle was bearing a trailer tag, which you wouldn't have known, and the driver simply got two warnings. Now, I've got to give the deputy credit for holding the high ground because you're lucky you didn't get at least cited and potentially locked up.
I was polite to him, and we left as soon as one very basic question was answered on
that question is none of your concern.
Okay, well.
You interfered. Listen,
I understand that that's your perspective. And
You are an embarrassment to Frederick County and the county council. And the problem is the council can't reel you in. They can't control you. But guess what? If they refuse to do anything, this is my route. This is the way I have to go with it.
Well, I already know that you think that, Chuck. So there's really nothing new in that.
Yeah,
you've called us all, a number of us, radical, extremists, socialists, et cetera. So, you know, you don't think there's any such thing, and you're willing to say it over and over again.
Listen, this
racism,
is... This
you
is
know,
an entirely wanna, separate answer, Kai.
Insult and attack the people who think that systemic racism is a concern, that there are valid concerns.
Would you have pulled over if the driver was white?
In that case, probably not.
Why? Because you don't have equal concerns if a white driver is pulled over by a deputy?
I don't think you're quite getting the point.
No, you're not quite getting it, Kai.
Okay. We obviously have a difference of opinion. There's not going to be anything that's going to change that. I was careful and polite.
But you had no business. You had no business being there. That's my point.
You already said it would have been perfectly fine if I'd have pulled out of the road a short distance away.
But do you realize what you did? Take a step back. Do you realize that diverting the attention of the deputy from that driver potentially jeopardized his safety and yours? Don't you understand that?
I hear what you're saying.
Do you understand?
There would have been two more witnesses. The police officer was not at the door of the car at the time, and all I wanted to do was ask if everything was okay, because for no apparent reason, which is not suggesting there wasn't a legitimate reason, but
I just told you the reason for the stop, Kai.
And I accept that.
And you know what? The deputy was very decent in the way the whole thing was handled. He gave the man two warnings. Without explaining why it had the tags on, the deputy was reasonable, gave him a warning, and sent him on his way to get the car home.
And I'm perfectly happy and glad that that is all that happened and that that was all there was to it. But we talked about it in the car as we thought about turning around, and we thought, you know, it wouldn't hurt to just...
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt. Well, you know what, Kai? Why don't you follow the deputies around on every traffic stop? And see how courteous they are to the public. See how well...
I know they're courteous. They've been courteous to me in the past, and I don't doubt that. But you are saying there is absolutely zero concerns about people, for example, getting pulled over for racial profiling because they have a tag light out or things like that in our county for different reasons. You deny that there's any such thing as systemic racism.
A valid traffic stop is a valid traffic stop based on a violation.
Fully appreciate that, Chuck. Completely appreciate that. And I assume that's probably what it was. I didn't make any assumption that it wasn't. It just seemed like erring on the side of caution to just check. It was getting dark. It was a quiet country road. They didn't even pull over on the side of the highway, but onto another road, which, again, is fine. but it just made me think, you know, I just drive by and see if everything's
well,
okay.
Well, first of all, the deputies don't need your permission to find a place to pull someone over.
And okay. I wouldn't suggest otherwise. Please don't put any words in my mouth. I'm not saying that the deputy did anything wrong, Chuck.
Well, thank you for judging him. Thank you.
I
you know what? You know what, Kai? You have become a complete embarrassment to the county council.
Well, I'm not going to respond in kind, even though, you know, it's tempting, Chuck. We have a difference of opinion
we
about
do.
A lot of things.
And you know what?
But this is a county council that you have called, you know, extreme radicals and socialists, not just me. I've heard you, you know, rail against many of us and Jan Gardner as well for a wide variety of things when you get upset about the direction that the county has been
moving. Exactly
the
right,
county
that,
by
that's
the way,
exactly right.
Doing pretty well.
This charter government has been a total disaster.
I know that you think so.
Okay, let's get back on topic.
I think Jan has done a tremendous job. We don't agree about everything.
You know what, Kai? You know what, Kai? I can tell you what some of your county council peers, basically, they admit you're out of control. The county council president can't control or can't even, doesn't seem to be able to reel you in any. I mean, you're...
Well, I think anybody who watches the meetings will find out that that's a mischaracterization and that you're being as opportunistic in your attempts to discredit and attack me as you have been with the statements about me being, what, a racist, an environmental extremist, a socialist radical, things like that. None of which is rational or fair, but it doesn't stop you from saying it. I mean, I'm talking to the same person who a few minutes ago said that the direction that Joe Biden is leading us in is going to destroy.
It is going to destroy this country.
And that we're going to become socialist Venezuela. And I watched a video where you said that, you know, you thought that the election was stolen. You're convinced that it wasn't a legitimate election, so you don't treat him like a legitimate president. You know, you're a climate change denier. I mean, I could go on and on. Of course, we have deep and profound differences in our perception of the world, Chuck. That is a fact.
All right. I appreciate your call. Thank you. You're welcome anytime, Kai, to come and discuss. We always have that open. Sheriff, I thank you for taking time out of your day.
Oh, is it going already?
It is going.
So let me just emphasize that again. My whole reason for bringing this up,
yes, sir,
is my concern for the safety of my deputies.
Understand?
That's the sole reason for bringing this up. What he did was wrong. It was unreasonable. It was inexcusable, and it's not going to be tolerated. I'm going to do whatever I can to stop this.
Well, the part that bothers me is, it's nice to be concerned, and I understand that I have concerns on a lot of things. But I will not. I'm not going to make the mistake that Kai made.
And you know, what did he say? I stopped because it was a black driver.
Yeah, exactly.
What's that tell you, Tim?
Well, there's a racist mindset there,
sure.
And that's bad. But I understand people's compassion or passion they have. The thing is, do not interfere with law enforcement when they're doing. Take a video if you want.
Right.
Stay back. Do not get involved. This is what people have, you know, there's no respect there. That's the part that bothers me.
Again, it goes back safety of everybody concerned.
Yeah, and the respect for our law enforcement officers. That was shown no respect.